Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to each of you who have joined us for tonight's broadcast. Oh, I tell you, God is just, He's just so wonderful and awesome, and I've just experienced such a magnificent weekend in the presence of God and His people, and I'm excited. I'm excited tonight with the word that the Lord just dropped a few minutes ago. Amen. To share with our listening audience on tonight. The topic. I'm ready to receive my blessing. I'm ready to receive my blessing. And we're going to come from Proverbs chapter 3 on this evening. And we're going to talk about being ready to receive our blessings. So, God, we thank you tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise for your presence, God, for being in the midst. Holy Spirit, we invite you in to rule in the midst of us, to speak to me and speak through me, to use those, oh God, who will be a part of the broadcast on tonight, God, that they would be able to share insight, oh God, that you would be glorified in this, that someone would take a look at where they are, oh God, and realign themselves, understanding their purpose and readying themselves to receive what it is you have for them. God, we praise you tonight. We give you glory, and we count it done in Jesus' name. For those who are on the phone lines on tonight, if at any time you decide you'd like to share some insight that God has spoken to you, or you have a question, we ask that you please press 1. And we can bring you live. I will try to man the chat room. So if you have a question in the chat room, or God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to go to the word. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. Y'all bear with me. We on the road tonight. No, I'm not driving. Amen. I thank God for my husband driving on tonight. I've got my daughter and my grandson with me. Amen. We're traveling back for one tonight. But the work of the Lord will go forward. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 3 from the King James Version. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 9. It reads this way. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Again, that was Proverbs chapter 3, 9 from the King James Version. Amen. So we're going to take a look at those scriptures. Amen. Y'all hear my grandson in the background? Bear with him. He's just a love. He's just a love. When we look at this scripture, we're going to look at a couple things. We're going to look at obedience, integrity, trust, discernment, and giving as prerequisites to receiving what it is that God has for me. And each of those things is found in and it speaks. I'll share with you all how God moved for me in the midst on this weekend. I love the work that God has given me in this season. And I was favored with an opportunity to talk with some young women on a college campus this weekend about coming to terms with self, seeking help in time of trouble, a willingness to be transparent when there's trouble, and letting them know that if they've gotten to a point where they're ready to just turn it over to God and receive what it is he has for them, then the opportunity presented itself then, but the opportunity continues to present itself. So we go back and we look at these things. We look at obedience. And verse 1, it said, "Do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments in your heart." Obedience, definitely necessary in order to receive the blessings that God has for us. As it is with a child and a parent, when our child does wrong, they should not expect to be rewarded, even in school. Oh, but I can't say that because we have some teachers that give gifts. We're not going to go there. Prophetess will understand. Amen. But we work for a grade and we get the grade. We receive as we are obedient to the task at hand. And so God is saying in this, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." He's saying to us, if we want to receive what he has for us, we have got to obey him. We have got to listen to what he has spoken. We have got to put aside our own agenda, and we have to not lean to our own understanding. And it says that also in this scripture, that we can't lean to our own understanding, but we've got to hear God and do what God is saying in order to receive the blessing. Now, somebody's listening tonight, and they're saying, "Well, prophetess, you know, I do listen to God and I do obey, but I still don't feel like I'm receiving what it is that God has for me." Guess what? You're not by yourself. You're not the only one that happens to. Because it's often that we think we're doing what God desires, but we're truthfully just doing what it is that we desire. And that's not going to bring about the blessing of the Lord. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Good understanding in the sight of God and man. Our integrity in the earth has to speak regarding our relationship. If we say we are who we are, we have got to look like that. We have got to sound like that. We have got to act that way. Our integrity has to speak to our relationship. So if you're one of those who says, "I love God, I trust God, he's my all in all," but that's just on Sunday, and Monday through Saturday, you like a hellion, doing whatever it is you desire to do, operating in flesh, causing people to think God as a liar based on what they see in you because you profess to be, then you're not ready to receive the blessing. But I thank God tonight that in all these things that we're sharing with you, if you find yourself being outside of God's will, if you find yourself being in a place where your integrity is not speaking to the relationships you desire to have or should have with God, if you've not been obedient to his word on tonight, you can make the conscious decision to turn away from evil, to depart from that which has caused you not to receive, and then position yourself to go through the process of transition so that you can receive the blessings that God has for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Obedience, integrity, and trust. Do you really trust him? I mean, do you really trust him? we use a scenario often about how we say we trust God, but we won't always obey what he says. We won't take him at his word. You know, when the word of God tells us that by his stripes we were healed, we will read that, we will state that, but then we don't really trust that because we'll say stuff like, I'm healed, but there is no but. If we trust him, the scripture says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. When we trust him, the same way we trust the key in the ignition and a car, we expect the car to start. The same way we expect on payday, when we work at the hours we need to work, the same way when we sit ourselves down in a chair, we expect and trust that that chair is going to hold us up. And the same way we have faith in those tangible things, we should have greater faith in God. We should trust him. Trust that he is going to do just what he says. And there are so many promises in God's word concerning us. And we look at Deuteronomy, that just comes to me. So many blessings. It speaks of blessings and curses that are upon God's people. Opportunities for God to release things in our life. He wants to prepare us to receive the blessings that he has for us. But number one, he wants us to be obedient. He wants us to obey him. He wants us to have some integrity. And then he wants us to have a level of discernment. Because in these days, and I'm convinced that these are last days, where men are lovers of themselves more than they are of God. They're not honoring the Lord with anything. Men are lovers of self. They have their own agenda, their own plan. They want what they want. They're not even concerned about the cares of others. It's just all about me. And now people will believe a lie before they'll believe the truth. For a lie, it won't entertain the truth. But God said, I need you to have some discernment. I need you to be able to recognize truth when you hear it. So much so that they don't have to open up their mouth, but by their spirit, you'll be able to recognize if this is a part of a blessing or is this something else. Coming to terms with our stuff, our issues, our fault, our sin. Coming to terms with how we've been living our lives. Coming to terms with the conversations that have been spoken out of our hearts. Being enlightened by the word of God. That as Jesus is being lifted up and he's drawing all men unto him, that we get to a place of repentance so that we can begin the process of receiving God has for each of us. I hear people talk often about the process, and too often people say the process is tough. It's a hard thing to go through the process. But then that's where, again, your obedience, your integrity, your trust in God, your discernment will turn what looks like a negative into an opportunity for you to in him. I don't know who coined the phrase, anything worth having, you got to work for it. Nothing comes easy. You got to work for what you want. It's the same thing as we go through our process and our transformation, becoming kingdom-minded, becoming students of God's word, you know, when we're laying aside every weight and sin that would so easily beset us and prepare ourselves for running the race that's before us, it requires that we come to terms with our stuff, blame, and say, oh, no, that's them. No, that's them. I don't do that. You might not do some stuff that other folks do, but if you check your list, you'll find that you're doing something that's not pleasing unto the Lord. You need to deal with that. Stop worrying about what somebody else is doing. Stop worrying about the toothpick issues they got and worry about that plank you got stuck in your own eye. Stop being concerned about what's going on across the fence. Worry about what's in your front yard. Deal with that. Come clean with God because he knows all anyway. He already knows. And he really wants us to just get to a place where we say, God, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I give up. I give in. I yield to the Spirit of God that dwells within me because, God, yes, I gave my life to you. I made the confession with my mouth. I believed in my heart. And I stated that I was saved. But I didn't allow you to be Lord and Savior over my life. So I said those things. I said I believed those things. And I fell right back to my old ways. Care enough for me. You care enough for me to clean me up, to aid me in getting back in alignment with your plan for my life, and then bless me. Bless me. Then you bless me even after I've done my stuff. Because of your love for me, you bless me. And you know, when God does this, you know, I can tell you all about the many times that I've been in a place where I was like, oh, God, you know, how is this going to work out? What's going to happen with this? God, how? And then the blessing comes right to me. And I'll say, God, I don't feel like I'm even worthy of this. And he's like, no, you haven't dotted every I out. You haven't crossed every T. But one thing you have is that you've yielded yourself to me, is that you're obeying my word, is that you're understanding the importance of having a relationship with me, that you're being accountable to who it is you say you are, that you're leaning not to your own understanding. You're acknowledging me in every way, and you're letting me direct your path. When you do that, then I don't mind blessing you because it's my desire to bless you. I take pleasure in that. You belong to me. So I want to bless you. I want to take care of you. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. But as you're ready to receive all that God has for you, God said, I need you to prepare yourself for the blessing. I need you to get yourself in alignment with my word. I need you to start trusting me. I need you to start obeying me. I need you to start having some integrity and discernment. Don't let everybody in on the plan. You said, what plan are you talking about? When God gives you a vision, she's you. And sometimes we don't always understand it, but the word says, write the vision, make it plain upon the tablet. I mean, go to your computer and type it, or go to your journal and write it down. And as he continues to give insight, write it down. But don't, if you write it or type it or do whatever you do, if you type it, don't put it on an email and send it to 1,200 people and ask them what they think. Hold on to it. Let God speak to you. Let God speak to you about what he wants done, because too often what God wanted to bless us with, we forfeited it by putting it into the hands of the enemy because we weren't using discernment. God said, discern me in this hour. Discern my voice in this hour, because there have been some shifts made There's some transfer of power and wealth about to take place. He's given us dominion and authority in the earth. And I believe now, like never before, there's an army raising up. There's a remnant raising up that's going to declare God's word, that's going to do the work that God has placed us in the earth to do. They're not going to back down. They're not going to be quiet, but they're going to go forward with force, the anointing. And change is going to happen. And he's going to be releasing the blessings upon his people. But we don't want to miss it. I think I tweeted on the other day that our circle of influence was increasing. Pay attention. Because that circle of influence is also a task God wants to release into the lives of his people. We've got to pay attention. We've got to discern and see what it is that God is doing in this season. Amen. Woo. Wow, time is moving by. We do have a few callers on the line. If you have something you'd like to share, please do press 1, and I'll bring you live. Amen. But I am ready to receive my blessings. And it is my prayer that those who are on the line with us on tonight are also ready to receive what it is that God has for them. But by being in that place of readiness, it means that we're going to make the necessary changes. We're going to make the necessary changes. I keep hearing people talk about, well, Jesus is going to work it out. Well, Jesus worked it out on the cross. That's what he worked it out at for us. And so what's required now is we do our part. We're not supposed to just sit back and wait on God to do everything, because he's not. He needs us to be accountable to the relationship. The same way we are accountable with our significant others, God said, can you at least give me that? Can you be accountable to me? Be accountable to my word. Obey me so that I can bless you. For real. Can you do it? I know you can. I know you can. I was just teasing. I know you can. And I know you will. I know you will. If you want it, and I know you do because I do, I want what he has for me. I want what he has for me. I've got great expectations. People, I'll tell you, I've graded our ministry in such a way that we've been a blessing to others, and I thank God for it. I thank God for each of you who has been faithful towards pushing the empowerment place ministry. I just bless God for each of you on tonight. I can't express it any better than that, but to say thank you to each of you and thank God for placing this ministry upon your heart to stand with us as we continue to increase in the earth to bring about change in people's lives. Amen. I'm just grateful, but I have great expectations in the coming days for what God is going to do for us as individuals, but also for what he's going to do with the ministry. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. And so as God is doing this for us, and he has no respect of person, God said, get yourself ready, because he wants to do it for you too. So, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this word. We thank you for the time that you've spent with us, God. We thank you for every listening ear on tonight, God. And we thank you, God, that you're moving in the lives of your people, God. You're straightening out those crooked places. You're raising up those places that have dropped down. God, those things that were high, God, you've knocked them down. You softened the hearts, oh, God. You've readied the minds, oh, God. You dealt with the spirit. Prepare us to be ready to receive our blessings. We thank you tonight, God, that as the seed has been sown, we thank you for the one that will come behind us to water it, oh God, and we glorify you for bringing the increase. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we count these things done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Listen, thank you so much for joining us this week. We do pray that this teaching has been a blessing to you. If it has, please be willing to share this from the archives to other friends. Have them to call in next week, 8 o'clock p.m. We'll be here to share another empowerment teaching. On tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., we will be having intercessory prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can email it to us at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or send me a message on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Until next time, know that we love you. Do something each day to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Good night.